I'm Ben Davies, and this is the Clear Money Mindset.
We haven't had to scramble like some of our competitors to adapt to the changing environment, you know, with the pandemic and the lockdown and so on. And I like to joke with people that, yeah, we actually did very little. And that's because most of the work was already done ahead of time.
Welcome to the Clear Money Mindset, providing you with help and tips to manage your money in a clear and intentional way. I'm your host and financial advisor, Ben Davies. At Davies Financial Sterling Mutuals, we want to provide you with meaningful tips to help you with your money. Well, over the last year, we've all looked for ways to support our local businesses. This has led us to discover local companies we didn't even know existed. One great local story is our mutual fund dealer, Sterling Mutuals. They happen to be the only national mutual fund dealer that's located in Windsor, Ontario. Sterling has a unique story and a unique perspective on the industry. Today we'll talk with Nelson Chang, the founder and CEO of Sterling Mutuals. We will discuss how Sterling began and the national success this company has become. Well, welcome to the Clear Money Mindset. I'm Ben Davies. Excited. We have a special guest with us today, Nelson Chang. He is the CEO of Sterling Mutuals. Been in the mutual fund industry, oddly enough, a year less than I've been alive. In 1987, he got into the business and then founded Sterling Mutuals in 1996. So one of the things that's unique about him is that he's been an advisor before. And so for any of us here at Sterling, we appreciate the fact that the person running the company knows what it's like to be in our shoes, and we're excited to have him here with us today. Nelson, welcome.
Thank you, Ben.
So what we want to do is we feel COVID-19 and everything that's happened, there's a real big push to appreciate what's local, and it's kind of been a long time coming, and Sterling Mutuals is one of those companies that if you go outside of Windsor, you find a lot of the financial industry know about us. But in Windsor, oftentimes with clients, I get asked, well, where is Sterling? Where are they from? And are excited to find that they're right in our own backyard. So wanted to see if you could give us the story of how Sterling began with all of the other mutual fund dealers in Canada. Why did you and those who helped found Sterling think there was a need for another?
I could be wrong, but I think we're the only national fund dealer with a head office in Windsor.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, it wasn't really intended to be around that long. When I started Sterling, it was a pilot project that I started while I was a partner at another fund dealer. And the partnership fell apart, so I moved my book of business to Sterling and never look back. Two other advisors joined me after that. And about a year after I left the other dealership, they were sold to an insurance agency. And back in 1996, the industry was still very much into manual processing. And Sterling at the time was an attempt to change that by automating many of the dealer processes as possible. You know, we were one of the first fund dealers to provide clients with online access and online trading. And, you know, I've always tried to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to using technology. Even, you know, when we had to issue fund facts, for example, a couple of years ago, we were 6 months ahead of schedule. And, you know, we got some other toys that we built at Sterling, obviously, and over the last 25 years, that's always been the way we do things at Sterling. We try and use technology to get an advantage and to give our advisors an advantage over the competition.
So now after 25 years of growth, where does Sterling Mutual sit in the world of mutual fund dealers as far as like size, the amount of advisors we have, national coverage, that kind of thing?
Well, the industry today is still dominated by bank and insurance company-owned dealers. But despite that, you know, we've grown to be one of the largest independent dealers in the country. Except for Quebec and the territories, we have advisors in every province. Sterling provides back office support to over 250 advisors. And I just checked a few minutes ago, and it looks like we administer just over $4.9 billion in assets.
Nice. Most people wouldn't know this, like the difference between like an in-house MFDA firm or an independent firm. But what are the benefits for clients dealing with an independent mutual fund dealer?
I would say right off the bat, less conflict of interest and more freedom for the advisor to choose products for their clients. As an independent dealer, our advisors have more options when it comes to product selection for their clients. We don't dictate to the advisors what they should accept, who they should accept as a client, and we don't have any of the inherent conflicts of interest that come with having in-house products. And advisors are free to select whatever they decide is best for their clients. As an independent dealer, we can focus on doing what's best for our advisors and their clients without being influenced by other corporate objectives or having to worry about how our business would impact another subsidiary. We are free from competing business interests. We can also adapt and adjust to changing business conditions as needed and do it much faster than some of our larger competitors.
I can say this from experience, like having started at Sterling and clients know we spent some time outside of Sterling, and now we've been back here for a while since the end of 2019. And that in-house product thing is a big deal, because a lot of times we saw compliance problems being solved by pointing us to in-house products as opposed to making it easier for us to offer clients a more broad selection of products and make the compliance framework work better within that. So that's one of the things I've appreciated, is that we don't have anyone telling us what to sell, but very concerned that we're doing the right thing. So that's good. Sterling, this is something we've told our clients. They've felt this over the last year, especially. I think from clients to head office, there's a huge thank you that we've been able to do business so well in the last year, where, again, knowing other competitors in the business struggled in this area a bit, we were able to, because of Sterling's technology, just make sure clients were taken care of and fast during this time. So Sterling has a strong focus on technology. And how would you say that that's played a role in Sterling's success over especially the last few years, as technology seems to be really at the forefront of the business right now?
Well, I would say technology is the great equalizer. And speed and efficiency make a big difference in any business's success. Sterling's always been a bit of an agile disruptor. We provided our clients with things like e-statements, online access, and e-signing long before many of our competitors did. And many of these things are taken for granted today, and people's expectations change over time. So the trick is to stay ahead of that by, you know, instead of playing catch up. That strong focus on technology has been a competitive advantage for us. It's helped to create our reputation as a premier independent dealer in Canada, and it's also served to attract independent advisors to Sterling who want more support and better value for their practice. In the last year, well, I would say 12 to 14 months in particular, we haven't had to scramble like some of our competitors to adapt to the changing environment, you know, with the pandemic and the lockdown and so on. And I like to joke with people that, yeah, we actually did very little. And that's because most of the work was already done ahead of time. You know, so last year when we rolled out things like, you know, e-signature and so on, we already had parts of that a year before. And we were just adding more e-signature capabilities and more features for the advisors to use. You know, even the video conferencing was something we introduced back in 2019. I don't know if you recall, but at our conference in May, when we introduced it, I remember a lot of people were just laughing at it and saying, you know, that's another one of my toys.
Right.
But who knew that, you know, 7 months later, they'd be using it.
Yeah, well, it kind of reminds me a bit of, you probably know the manager named Mark Schmale. We use him some in Fidelity, and I remember
He had a great year, but I remember watching him. He did a fund update in an Under Armour t-shirt, which I always thought was funny because he doesn't ever really care to be seen in a suit and tie. And he'd had a stellar year, and he just said, well, we kind of looked ahead at what was next, and we just happened to own a lot of what was next, of what was going to be needed. And when I look at Sterling, it seems similar to me. It's like, what's going to be needed in the future for advisors? It just so happens that a lot of the toys, quote unquote, you guys were working on became necessities during COVID, and we weren't.
Thanks, man.
So why should, you may have already sort of answered this, but why should clients care that their mutual fund dealer is focused on tech and innovation?
Well, I don't know if they care. At least they don't say that directly to you. But clients want and expect a certain level of service from their advisor. And how they perceive their advisor is very much influenced by the resources the advisor has at his or her disposal. So let's put it this way. An advisor is only as good as the people behind him. Okay? The dealer is part of that team, and our job is to make you look good. The funny thing about technology is that it's only noticeable when it's not working.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But when it's working, you know, nobody knows about it. And that's the good part.
For clients as well, the things that we have now, we're probably going to take for granted eventually. But again, just even getting into the DocuSign, as in any big market shift, you have people calling who need to, they're wondering if they should do something, or maybe they're making a shift into the market or something like that, just the ability for them to be able to do that whenever they want without having to worry about, I can't actually come to the office and see the advisor because we're in a lockdown or something like that. Again, that's something that clients may not have really realize they need it until now, but again, in most cases, like there's a lot of work that had to be done in the industry to get to paperless, and we were kind of there ahead of time, so it helps.
Ben, it's kind of like the telephone. Okay, you can't be a serious advisor these days without having a telephone, right?
Yes.
Or even having online access. Why? Because people expect that. If that, you know, is it really absolutely necessary for you to have online access or even to have a cell phone? No, you could probably make do without it. But I don't see how you're going to get any new clients without, you know, at least a telephone.
Yes. That's the other thing, too, that we've highlighted to clients that's important about technology is the industry in some ways is shaped for advisors to be attracted to the largest clients because they make the most money. One of the things that we've tried to make a mandate in my practice is I never want to forget the people that got me there. And I never want to be too big to cultivate younger clients. And technology makes it, even us now, on top of what Sterling has, we have full client onboarding for financial planning. So instead of us going back and forth on a fact finder or a bunch of meetings, they just, you know, go in and at the end of the day, they type everything in as they can. And having the ability to do this stuff online, have meetings like this, also strengthens our ability to build a more bulletproof, timeless practice to be able to say to younger clients that, yeah, we do want to be here to help you grow while you're younger. And these tools that we have help make it easy for us to do that without making some of the tougher calls on turning people down, that kind of thing. I think you know what I mean. It's been important to us, and the technology helps it make it easier for us to say to a client's child, yeah, we can help you. Here's the process. And it's easy for them to come on board with us.
Well, I think, Ben, the important thing is that you have to be able to meet the client's expectations. Okay. And what they expect from an advisor today is a lot different than what they expected 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's never going to change. Every year something new will happen. Your job and my job is to try and stay ahead of that.
So speaking of that, what are some things that Sterling's planning now, things that are kind of in the mill as you guys continue to innovate in the mutual fund industry? What are some, I guess, things you could share with us that are things you're working on?
Well, it's not always about coming up with new ideas. Sometimes even doing, you know, day-to-day stuff helps. So for example, you know, our management staff, myself and our CCO and so on, we're all actively involved in industry groups such as the Association of Canadian Compliance Professionals, the Federation of Mutual Fund Dealers, IFIC, FundServe, Advocus. For example, I sit on the board of the Federation of Mutual Fund Dealers, as well as the Investment Funds Institute of Canada. And I'm a member of the Standard Steering Committee at FundServe. I'm always looking for ways to improve things, not just for Sterling, but also for the industry. Because what, you know, what's good for the industry is good for us too. And I'm a big advocate of automation and ease of use. So for me, that is a good place to be and a good way to keep an eye on what's going on with the industry. So it's not always about necessarily building something. Sometimes it's good to have an idea of what's going on elsewhere. That being said, there are some pretty cool things that we're building. You've heard of, you've used Ensemble, for example. That's our in-house onboarding platform. You know, basically, it's an advisor-controlled robo platform. Instead of shipping the portfolio building to some third party, you're the actual manager of that portfolio. So that's something that a lot of advisors are slowly catching on to. It's still fairly new, so we're adding some enhancements to it and making it as easy to use as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ensemble is a great example of what you're saying before, is technology is great when it's working. Nobody notices it. Our clients don't understand. I don't mean don't understand in a negative way, but Ensemble's a pretty big deal. If I talk to another advisor or wholesaler about what it does and what we're able to do, it's still a bit of a surprise that that's been able to be achieved on the mutual fund level. And so for clients, what it's done for us is it allows us to make the commitment again, like onboarding clients and making sure that people are getting the same level of advice. And we're not just dumping you into a portfolio someone else is building, going into something we put a lot of thought into. And then the changes to it are fairly instantaneous as long as clients sign on to those changes. So it's been a great platform for us.
And it helps you to manage your shelf too, right? Because, you know, you don't want to have 1,000 different products on there. And now, especially now with the new client focused reforms, you have more responsibility in terms of knowing your product and so on. And I don't think it's realistic for any advisor to be able to keep track of hundreds of different products, especially when you're not going to use something today and then not touch it for another 10 years. So you need to be more aware of what's on your shelf and so on. And this will help you to clean that up.
No, we found it. It's good, and it works well for younger people too on their cell phone. They're able to walk through it, and anything that you can do on your smartphone is great. Because again, for anybody dealing with financial websites, most are not what they call mobile optimized at all. So having that is great. In fact, I mean, our online platform, you know, our portal is the same way as well.
Something I'm working on is trying to convince some other people in the industry that we should make greater use of single sign-on and allow our accounts at various institutions to be linked to each other. And that way it's more convenient for a client, you know, to go from, say, their account at Sterling to their bank account or to another brokerage account or their insurance policies and so on. That's probably going to take a while because it's a bit of an uphill battle trying to convince some people that their website is not so special. Continuous improvement is always a constant at Sterling, so we're always looking for ways to improve and automate things.
Yep.
And I would say one of the best sources of ideas is from our advisors, and that's never going to change.
I can say this in my time that I've been at Sterling, even though I felt like a small fish, if you had a problem or you had something that you thought would be beneficial, you have somebody who listens to that, and at least they seem like they care, and those changes most often or improvements eventually get made, which is really neat. It makes you feel like you're a part of it as well. So those are really great things. I know for us, our, like I said before, our clients have been incredibly happy with just the ease of use being here, and then just making it easier for us to spend more time on, I think you alluded to this too, kind of where the industry is headed on a far more holistic planning side of things to help clients just in general with their finances, and not just, you know, pushing a product or pushing an investment idea, but helping them just in general. So these are great things. Nelson, it's been great to have you on today to tell everyone a bit about Sterling, and the fact that Sterling's sitting in our own backyard, and it's a great success story for Windsor, Ontario. And it's a success story that's helped shape and revolutionize a bit the mutual fund world. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Clear Money Mindset. We at Davies Financial Sterling Mutuals are here to help you thrive with your finances. You can find us online at daviesfinancial.ca. For help with your personal finances, you can email us at office@daviesfinancial.ca. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and are for informational purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Sterling Mutuals Inc. Mutual funds provided through Sterling Mutuals Inc. Commissions, trailer commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the simplified prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.